My question was, because this is very much a borough pool-driven issue, was there correct governance? Did we have something showing why this happened and why they came in and why they came out? And the answer to that is yes, and you'll see that when you read it. And the documents that are referred to are online. Conclusion of investigative findings. To determine why the operation of DAG and Dorset's not in accordance with ACFO approved guidelines, the comparative fees charged for this participation on the DAG course, all increases in fees for DAG.
Sorry, so was there a conclusion to that? No, saying agreed on, speed on green was all
well,
okay.
No, it's not saying it's okay. My question was, is there a governance, where
right.
is the rationale of decision making?
Yeah.
And the rationale of decision making does exist. That's the point.
Right.
You will always disagree that speed on green was appropriate. But the point I wanted to make in relation to the charging for DAS and in relation to Holes Bay, which is something that's very dear to your heart, is there, have elected members properly and judiciously recorded what they did and why?
Yeah.
We
okay.
can disagree forever about why they did it. I can disagree forever as to why Dorset Police charged £110. But the fact is, the police authority believed in it and recorded it properly. In other words,
well,
the government's
yeah.
there. And that's
okay.
exactly the same in Holes Bay.
Why, when they were found out that it was making £1 million, did they change their mind, and that it was a zero KSI site, did they change their mind and say it wasn't about safety? It was only then that they said it was about
right.
community
yeah.
concern.
Yeah, and you know my answer to that is going to be two things. One is that's nothing to do with Martin Baker, and we're here over Martin Baker. And two, you need to be asking the borough for elected members. Not
I have. They say nothing. It's Dorset Police making the money, all right? I've just followed the money. The money comes back to Dorset Police, right? If Dorset Police are making the money, they need to be making sure everything's squeaky clean. And it's not. The whole thing stinks, quite frankly. There was a lie to get it in. They were found out. They changed their story. They said it was about community concern. So they lied again because there wasn't any community concern. They made £1 million. They then lied when they shut it down. Because they said we're closing it down.
Who's they? Yeah.
Pool Council.
Right. They didn't make £1 million.
Well, someone did.
The Department of Transport received revenue.
No. The local authorities. The government got peanuts because very few fines were issued. It was all people going on the course, directly coming back into local authorities. And then they lied when they shut it down, because they said they shut it down to save money.
But I have to be difficult here. Well, not
yeah.
difficult, I'm just trying to manage time. We're going back to jelly on the wall. I get that. I
yeah.
do get that.
That's fraud.
I really
right?
do get the jelly
that's
on the
fraud,
wall
That's fraud, because
well,
that's obtaining money by false pretences.
How do you hold
that is fraud.
Well, you have to make that allegation against the members of Borough of Poole who brought them in and took them out. Quite frankly.
So you're washing your hands of that.
No,
you say it's nothing to do with Dorset
this,
Police.
No, we're back to the same old thing.
Yeah.
This is a meeting about two complaints against Martin Baker.
If I was the head of Dorset Police, I would be really concerned about that. I wouldn't be saying, oh, it's nothing to do with me, go and talk to Pool Council. I would be concerned about that.
I'm not saying it's nothing to do with me. I'm saying to you, the investigating officer, a different investigating officer this time, is saying Borough Pool has a fully recorded rationale as to why they brought them in and took them out. If you disagree with that, sitting above that as a partnership that approved it based on the advice of Borough of Poole, and yes, the proceeds did come to the partnership, we go back to,
yeah.
where's Martin Baker in this?
Well, where he is that the lies actually came from Dorset Road Safe, or Safety Camera Partnership.
You're using the word fraud, you're using the word lie.
Yeah.
This is, you're talking about elected councillors. Have you complained under the Localism Act?
I have, well, you know I've complained to everyone
no,
that
I'm
I possibly
not aware.
Can about...
No, I beg to differ.
Sorry,
I've read,
who?
I've read most of your paperwork and
who,
your
sorry?
Website, because I'm your police crime commissioner too.
Yeah.
You're my constituent.
Yeah.
And I'm not aware you've made a complaint under the Localism Act or the Local Government Act against
local
the elected
government.
Members of Borough of Hull. Because that is what this is about. This is not about Martin Baker. With respect, you have a battle, you have a dispute with the Borough of Poole, and you need to take that battle there. And I'm going to move you on. Okay, so the recommendations at the end of this report is A, B, C, and I'm going to take the last page.